Welcome to the City on Hill podcast. So glad you're joining us today. I believe this message is going to enlarge your faith, increase your vision. God is going to do extraordinary things in you and through you. Work it into your life, share it with your friends, and we cannot wait to see you soon.
We are in the middle of a series called Better Together. And I believe that this year, God is going to break barriers with us. Like I said, God's going to do exceedingly abundantly, far above all that we could think or pray for. Who can say amen to that? I believe that God is the God of the more than enough. Not the just enough. I believe God is the God that fights victories and fights battles and He gives us victories. Amen? I believe this God that we serve is so faithful and He wants to include us in His great plan. And I believe that God is wanting to give us a strategy in order to harness His great power in our lives. I'm finding that many people want God to do great things, but they don't want to do God's way. They want to do things their way. And I believe that when we harness the ways of God, we're going to experience the power of God and the presence of God. Amen? It's bigger than we think. You know that God Himself is in partnership within Himself? You know that? God is three in one. He is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are all 100% God. Three persons, one God. You know that? Now, people have disputed this doctrine all over history, but it's a proven fact that God is not alone. God is not alone. God in Himself is a team. He's a team. He's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Together, they are in unity. Together, they do stuff together. And I believe that God, in His infinite wisdom, even though He needed no man, chose to create man so that He can create, so He can include man in Himself. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We read the Holy Spirit was hovering on the face of the waters. Remember that? We know that God spoke the Word. Jesus, in John chapter 1, it's spoken about Jesus. He is the Word, and the Word, nothing was created without Him. Through Jesus, everything was created. Am I right? You know what I'm talking about? And the Father spoke. The Father is creative. The Father is generous. And I believe we need to know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. You know, God didn't say, let me make man. He said, let us make man. God spoke to Himself, and when He speaks to Himself, He speaks to Himself plurally. God said, let us. That's why, you know one thing I know about the devil says, let me, let I. The devil's words is I. God's words is us. Come on, give Him praise. The way you know that you are in God's will is that when you are willing to be humble enough to not do things alone. Because I know when pride comes into my heart, I just want to do things on my own. I'm like, nah, man, it's all right. I'll just do it myself, man. I mean, you guys are more spiritual than me. I know that. Am I right? Because, you know, Jesus, when He sends His disciples out, He doesn't send them out one by one, saying, let's reach more regions. No, He sends them out two by two. He says, even though we go less places, Yolandi, even though we go less places, Quibus, He's saying, let them send them out two by two, because I never want them alone. Now, you might be saying, but Mark, we're never alone. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. I'm here to show you today that the way God is with you is often by choosing to put people around you. The way God is with you is often by bringing people that can agree, because agreement is powerful. You heard Dustin speak last week about unity and agreement. And without agreement, very little things happen. That's why God in Himself agrees within Himself when He does stuff. When you're living a life of disagreement and disunity, you're not going to see much happen in your life. You know, Jesus could come and save the world by Himself. You know that. He has the power to do that. He came as God in flesh. He could have died on the cross, and then He could have come back by His Spirit, and He could have done it Himself. He could have wiped out all the devil and his nonsense, and He could have done it Himself. But He chose 12 disciples. He chose another 72 to walk with Him. He chose to pour out His Spirit on the 120 in the upper room. Jesus Himself does not choose to do things alone. The only person qualified to actually do it alone, because He had the Father with Him, He had the Spirit with Him. They could do it by themselves. God says, I will not do it without mankind. Not because I have to, but because I want to. Isn't that awesome? Now, it says in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 to 11, now, you don't want to miss Vision Sunday, because on Vision Sunday, we're going to give you a gift. I believe that's going to be special for you this whole year. But this is our key text, our key scripture for the year. I believe God is going to unlock things in your life through this scripture. It says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Who likes rewards? Woo! I see a lot of people like rewards. I like rewards, Rudolph. I love rewards. Yes, e-bucks, rewards. Am I right? We all like rewards. But the Bible says that your reward is greater when you are connected. It says this, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. If they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls. Not if he falls, when he falls. Woe to the one that's alone when he falls. If you're alone, you're not going to have anyone, for he has no one to help him up. Verse 11 says, again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Oh, I'm thankful for my wife. Hello? Hello, husbands, you can just say, dankie, liefie. I'm thankful. You know what I've learned? I've learned this, friends. I've learned that God did not design us to be alone. I'm not talking about marriage. You can be single and never be alone. You can be in partnership with other human beings on this planet. God has never, ever called any one of us to isolation. He might call you to separate yourself, to spend time with Him, but never isolate yourself from others. Do you see that? Verse 12, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. I want to share the revelation that God gave me. God showed this to me. He said to me, the whole time in this passage, he's speaking about two. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. And then at the end, he says, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I said, Lord, explain this to me. God said this to me. Matthew 18, 20. Jesus said this. He said that we're two or three. Remember that? Two or more. Two or three gather in my name. There I am in their midst. The Lord spoke this to me. He said, when two come together in the name of Jesus, with the purpose of Jesus, with the love of Jesus, with the power of the Holy Spirit, with their focus fixed on Him, guess what happens? When we come together in His name, He's the third strand in that cord. Come on. He's with us when we are together in unity in Him. I'm amazed that the Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. People say, I want God with me. I'm here to say to you that God is powerful with you. But I believe that He manifests Himself even more powerfully when you're in unity and when you're connected and when you are focused on Him with others. That's why what happens here on a Sunday morning, I'm amazed how easily people can wake up on a Sunday morning and say, oh, I don't feel like church today. I'm amazed. I mean, I understand many of us have other responsibilities and we can't always be here. No problem. Don't feel condemned. But if you're just staying away because you don't feel like it, you're missing out. There's a corporate anointing when we come together. God does something when you come together. Amen? Now, I want to, Rick Godwin said the following. He said, he tweeted a tweet this week, and I just wanted to read it for us. It says, you are only as strong as you are alone. Lions are the king of the jungle for a reason. They hunt in packs. Do you see that? To achieve your mission, you need your tribe. A tribe that will support you, protect you, and advise you. Find them. I want to ask you, who's your tribe? Who's your people? I believe I'm going to talk about this next week. Your inheritance is found within your people. When you find your people, you find your inheritance. That's the ways of God. It's not the ways of man, not the ways of the world. The ways of the world is build a higher wall, put extra electric fence. Don't just be on Facebook, be on distance. Just be on Instagram. That's the ways of the world. Just keep yourself at a distance. Keep people at a distance. That's the ways of the world. The ways of God is be connected. I want to show you a video today. And Leon, my good friend, Leon and Ansi, they're in the church. They drive, can you thank God? Leon and Ansi drive all the way from Wolmaranstad to be here with us on Sunday mornings. Can we give God thanks for commitment like that? I'm here to say that isolated, we are powerless. And Leon sent me this video of a lion attacked by 20 hyenas, and he has no chance. Quickly watch this. with me. Let's dim the lights. Let's watch it.
As they mature, young males begin to explore the boundaries of the pride's territory. Red has ventured out alone.
Check, the devil is like hyenas, man. He likes laughing like hyenas.
And blundered straight into the middle of the hyena clan. He's trapped by over 20 of them. The pack tries to wear him down. This number of hyenas could kill him. It's impossible to fight them all at once. He can't keep them at bay for much longer. He's tiring fast. His ally, Tartu, has heard the commotion.
Tartu, come now, Tartu.
Now the odds have changed. For 20 hyenas, a pair of male lions is too much to take on. Red is lucky.
Wow, can you give God praise? You know, we all have battles. And sometimes the enemy finds us isolated and then we're vulnerable. And then he lies to us. And then he discourages us. And I don't know if you've ever felt a feeling of hopelessness. Have you ever felt a feeling of you're not good enough? Have you ever felt that? Thank you for the three people. I know the rest of you never feel that. Have you ever felt like you wanted to give up? I felt like that. I spoke to a friend this week. And he said to me, he feels like he wants to quit. And I'm so glad that he would open up so that I can be a brother that can come alongside him and say, it's not the truth. You don't have to. You don't have to give up. So many people are doing great things with God, but they often get discouraged. We often believe the lies that we're not what God wants us to be, and we're not cutting it. So you know what happens? We need someone to come alongside us to tell us the truth. I'll never forget this. I've told you this before, but I was in the Philippine Islands 1 year. Stok sila lien, not op 'n Saterdag aand. I was stok sila lien on an aeroplane to another island where they kill Westerners. And as I was going there, I've heard the enemy tell me the whole time, you're going to die. You're going to die. They're going to kidnap you. They're going to ask. I was like wondering, how much are they going to ask for me? Like, is it 1 million, 10 million? How much will they ask for me? And I'll never forget this. Is that a guy said to me, Mark, you must never do this alone. Because when I'm with someone else, they tell me the truth. They say, it's not true. God is with you. God is with us. God's going to give us victory. And we're not alone in this. We're together. And as you face battles this morning, as you face battles in 2020, I want to say this, is that one will put 1,000 to flight, two, 10,000, says the Bible. And so I'd like us to go to Exodus chapter 17 to see how God partners with us to give us victory in the valley. And I want to ask two guys to come and join me at the front, at the top, and about 20 at the bottom, if you don't mind. Can I ask about 20 people to help me in the front, just at the bottom? Bertus and Dustin, will you come at the top? Thanks, Murdoch. Can you guys be at the bottom? I need 20 guys, if you don't mind. 20. You can be ladies as well. There we go. Lekker, lekker, lekker. Awesome. Thanks. Carl, can you be Joshua for today? Carl's Joshua. Can you see? Can we give it up for Joshua? Joshua today. All right. So I'm sorry to say, let's take it from you. Mark, you guys, look, these guys are much bigger than these people. Do you see that? Okay, so you guys are the Amalekites. Sorry, guys. You're the Amalekites. And you are Israel. Okay, stand, Nazar, stand. Just, you guys are, you're like, you must get ready to fight one another, my man. Look at each other. Come on. Pull in, make a bit of a line, like a, we're going to fight each other. Come on. Come, guys. There we go. Now we're talking. So watch this. Watch what's happening. I want to say that there's always battles that the enemy will bring to you. Because the Bible says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 8, now Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. I've learned this, that many of the battles in my life are not battles that I initiate, but they're battles that the enemy initiates. Can I preach this morning? Amalek, sorry guys, I know you're Amalek today. Murdoch, it's all right. But at least they're big and strong. They look like a serious contender. And I mean, they've got big faith, ladies. They've got big faith. Am I right? So, sorry, I should have put the ladies on this side. So, sorry guys, sorry. Watch what happens. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill. Listen to this, watch this. With the rod of God in my hands. What's the rod of God? It speaks of the cross of Jesus Christ. Remember that? Moses had the cross of Jesus Christ. It was a prophetic picture. That's how he opened the Red Sea. That's how all the 10 plagues took place. The cross was a picture of literally God's redemption and God's salvation. Remember that? And so what happens is he said, I'm going to lift up the cross. I'm going to lift up what Jesus did for us. I'm going to lift up prophetically the finished work of the cross. I'm going to lift that up over the battle. Do you see that? And he's saying, Joshua, don't do this alone. You're going to need some men with you. Do you see that? And then Joshua did as Moses said to him, and he fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up on the top of the hill. So you guys can have a little bit of a Sachta fight. Don't kill each other here, please. Just start going for it. There we go. Yeah, let's give it up for these guys. Okay. Don't kill everyone at once. Okay, watch this. So watch this. I'm going to show you this. So Moses, you know what? Moses doesn't go up the hill alone.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have said, "Okay, I'm going to go and stand there alone. I'm going to go up the hill." I'm going to hold up, I am the man of God. Hallelujah.
Sure.
What did he do? He takes Aaron and Hur with him. And you know what? Then the Bible says, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. Push them back a bit. Watch. Okay, whoa. Okay, what is this? And then when he dropped his hand, what happens? Okay, we got the feeling. You got the picture, right? Watch this. As he drops his hands, the Bible says this. But Moses' hands became weary, heavy. And they took a stone. Can you guys take that stone? Sorry, guys. Put it under me. Woo. Hey, my bro. Woo. Okay, it's fine. Now put a stone. Watch this. Watch, they put a stone under him. Why did they put a stone under him? Support, right?
But who is the rock of all ages? Jesus.
Who is the one? On Christ, the solid rock, we will stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, sometimes when you're in the battle and when you're lifting up the cross of Jesus Christ, you don't have the power to do what God's called you to do. But you need brothers to come and put the solid rock of Christ under you. Yes. You need brothers to point you to the rock that will sustain you when you don't have the power to do it.
Yes.
So watch what happens. I must read it. Sorry. Watch what happens. Thanks, guys.
Like a.
Oh, Aaron and Herb. Now, Aaron, watch this. The Bible says they supported his hands. And Aaron and Herb supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. And they were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Now, Joshua, defeat these guys. Come on. Clap, 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 clap. Defeat them. Come on, let's give them a praise. So I want them to stand here. I want them to stand here quickly. I want to ask you, who won the battle? Did Joshua win the battle? Did the people win the battle? Did Aaron and Hur win the battle? Did Moses win the battle? Because see what I learned is that when you do stuff alone, you can take the credit for it. Because in that very chapter, God reveals himself as Jehovah Nissi. God is my banner, the one that fights for us.
Amen.
If you want God to fight for you in 2020, I'm here to say to you, don't do it alone. Because God is a third strand. These threefold cord cannot be broken. God is the third person in your prayer life. God is the person with you when we are with one another. When we are in unity around Christ, lifting up the cross, resting on the finished work of the cross, positioning ourselves, building our lives on the rock of Jesus. Guess what happens? He gives us the victory. The victories in the valley are won on the mountaintop when we are together with one another. Let's give God praise. Bless you guys. Isn't that powerful? Now you think to yourself, wow, Mark, how's God going to fight for me? God is going to fight for me when I'm willing to partner with others. Now you say, but Mark, I don't have time. I'm here to say to you, it's not about time, it's about heart. It's about connection. It's about faith. I'm here to say to you that you can be connected. You can be connected in a local church. You can be connected in a light group. You can be connected with other brothers. I'm here to say, raising those kids, I don't want to raise it alone. I've got a great wife and she's a great mom, but we don't want to raise those kids alone. This church is helping us raise our kids. I don't want to manage my finances alone. I've got brothers. I've got people that I trust that look at my money, that gives me input. I win victories with others by the grace of God. Amen. Now, David was a mighty man. Who have you heard of David? David was powerful, but you know, David started out in a cave. The cave of Adullam. He ran away from Saul, and the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 22, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. How many of you know David is on his back foot? David has got nothing going for him. David just lost his footing in the palace. His wife, which was betrothed to Michael, is now he's estranged from her. He's no longer, he does not have a seat in the palace anymore. He was sitting at the king's table, and he fled for his life. David was at the end of himself, and watch what God does. So when his brothers and his father's house heard it, they went down there to meet him. Isn't that awesome? So his friends and his family came to join him. I love that about this church. So when people need help and when they're at the end of themselves, there's always someone to support. If you're connected in the church, you're going to experience it.
Yeah.
If you need prayer, if you need support, if you need help, if you're connected, you'll experience it. Watch this, verse 2. And everyone who was in distress, can you say distress? And everyone who was in debt, can you say debt? I'm like, what? I don't want these people. In my flesh, I'm like, I want people that are rich, they're not in distress, they've got lots of experience, they've got a lot of assets. Those are the people I want. Don't look at me holy, you also want that. We all have that family member that we like, no, if we're going to get a WhatsApp from them, it's like, okay, you gaan ons alweer. Am I right? Hello? Look at me funny, eh? It's a new year. We can laugh together. It says, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. And there were about 400 men with them. These are the most unlikely people on the planet. The people that I don't believe anything good can happen. Isolated, alone, they were in debt. Alone, they were in distress. But together, you know what they became? The most powerful army that this world has ever seen. Up until today, the Bible says there's never been an army like that in all of Israel. David, these 400 men, in debt, distressed, discontented, together, in partnership, in submission to leadership. Friends, if you are not connected and in submission, if you are not under authority, you're going to struggle to exercise authority. These guys come under authority. They come together. They come into partnership. And guess what God does? He does supernatural things with them. They become the most powerful army that this planet has ever seen. Hello? If you're far from God here this morning and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, or maybe you've disconnected yourself from Jesus, I'm saying your first partnership you need in life is a partnership with God Almighty. You need a partnership. D.L. Moody said, if God be your partner, make your plans great. You need a partner with heaven. And I'm here to say that if you really do partner with heaven, you'll have a heart that says, Lord, show me the key people in my life. Don't just trust any person. Just because they say they're a Christian, that doesn't mean that they should be your partner. I believe we need to bring the right people into our lives. We need to be discerning in who we bring into our lives. But just because not everyone is so good, and just because not everyone has the right motives, doesn't mean we must cut everyone out. We must look for the right people. Hello? Think about it. If you're far from God here this morning and you're in distress and you're in debt, you're in the right place because Jesus wants to include you in the greatest army, the army of the Lord. He wants to bring you into his kingdom, into his family. Is that all right? So what does New Testament Christianity look like? Can I show you New Testament Christianity? We're going to unpack the lifestyle of New Testament believers next week. But today, I want to show you that New Testament Christianity is not an independent spirit. It's not an isolated spirit. Most people are like, no, I just want to do it my way, Frank Sinatra. I'm here to say to you, that does not stand in the Bible. It's in Frank Sinatra's book, but not in Jesus' book. I believe that even independent church is unbiblical. This church is in partnership with churches all over the world. And this church, this leadership, this eldership team is submitted and connected to key apostolic men that speak into our lives, that minister to us, and that keep us accountable. This church is not an independent church. People are like, oh, I'm going to do my own thing. Really? How about doing God's thing and being in partnership with the people that God trusts? Can you give him praise? Come on. It says here, Acts chapter 11. Verse 22 to 26, it says, then the news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. Now you must understand, in Jerusalem they had this amazing church. It was almost like City on Hill, almost like. No, I'm just joking. It was an amazing church, but they were comfortable. And then they got persecuted and they started being scattered. And as they were being scattered, they took the gospel wherever they went. And they came to this place called Antioch. And then they started seeing God save people. And then news of this came to the church in Jerusalem, and guess what they do? They don't say, oh, we'll pray for you, brother. We'll send you an Instagram. We'll send you a selfie. They send someone. We can sit here in Clarksville and say, oh, people in the Philippine Islands, we'll pray for you. We'll send you a Facebook Live. Ah. No, we need to send someone. Can I get an amen? It says here, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and he had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart, they should continue with the Lord. Isn't that amazing? You know what it does when you connect with apostolic ministry? You get encouraged. When you connect with men of faith, men and women of faith, I'm so powerful, I'm so amazed that the people in my life encourage me. I'm so thankful when I get a WhatsApp from some of my brothers in this church, encouraging, praying with me, trusting God with me, giving me videos, sending me scriptures. I love it. Why? Because I get encouraged. Because we're in this together. It says this. It says, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people. Can you say many people? Oh, I thought the gospel was for us four no more. Many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. Now, I would think if I was Barnabas and I pitch up at a place and there's revival, people's lives are changing, things are happening, woo, I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. I would be thinking, I'm going to do this myself. I mean, I'm here. I'm the man of power for the hour, my man. What does Barnabas do? This is so good. I can't do this alone. He goes and he fetches Paul. He went to go look for Saul. Saul became Paul. He goes and finds someone that was more gifted than him, more knowledgeable than him. Why? Watch this. Verse 26. And when they had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled. Can you say assembled? With the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. I want to beg you tonight, today. I know I'm not allowed to beg, but I want to urge you. I want to appeal to you today. Please don't do life alone. No, I want you to hear this from the heart of God. Please don't do life alone. Please don't try and fulfill God's call on your life alone. Please don't try and minister to people alone. Please don't try and raise those kids alone. Please don't run that business alone. Please don't go to work alone. Please don't do your studies alone. Please don't do your walk with God alone. You are robbing yourself. You know, you find the phrase, one another, you find that phrase 59 times in the New Testament. Must be important. Yeah. Biblical Christianity equals togetherness. I believe that the enemy will fight it. I believe your flesh will struggle with it. But I believe God is in it. Amen. Amen. If you've been struggling like me to be together, I mean, let's be honest, it's much more comfortable just to kind of be in your own walls, just do your own thing. Look at me, Holy. Anyone know what I'm talking about? It's not so easy. Am I right? I want to ask you to start somewhere. Don't overcorrect now. Just start somewhere. Start connecting with someone. Start allowing someone into your life. Maybe two or three trusted people. Just little by little, start getting connected. If you're not in a light group, get connected. Start somewhere. God's got it for you. Find people and invest in them and let them invest in you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for investing this time into your life. Please do us a favor and share this on your social media platform. Share it with your friends and work it into your life. We cannot wait to bless you again with another installment.